Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Interestingly, this marks the 1-year anniversary of Secretary of Public Safety Brian Moran coming on the show every week. I don't think you've even missed a week. I've missed a week. I don't think you've missed a week.
Have not missed a week, even holiday weeks for Christmas and New Year's. We called in on Wednesdays. So,
yeah.
You know, I looked at it. It's interesting you should say that because I thought about that as well. And I looked at my calendar. Mm-hmm. It looked like April 10th was the first, but I'll believe you all. But it was. But how about that? Yeah, it's been a year. Well, the COVID pandemic certainly has, it has extended for a year, but it does appear to be coming to a close. And,
yeah.
We have wonderful weather today, John, beautiful weekend. My son's has a football game tonight that I'm looking forward to watching. So
good,
you're not going to get me in a bad mood, John. You're not, ask me, I'm going to
okay.
Stay.
Well, I do want to point out to people, and I know some people, you know, they hear me say this every week, that you're one of the few Democrats who, without missing a beat, is willing to come on WRV. And I know that we have probably caused you a lot of heartburn within the administration, and some people may not like it that you're coming on, but I do appreciate it, and I admire the fact that even though you know I'm going to ask you questions that you might not want to deal with,
John,
you're willing to.
I appreciate you having me on, and at least I think discussion and debate is positive. It's good for democracy.
Too,
it's good
yeah.
for, and you know, we agree to disagree, but I think to date we've been very civil.
Oh, we have. I'm proud of this segment. I think it's a good example of how to have conversations with people that you may not agree with. So, well, let's pick that up.
You have a lot of listeners too, John. I go into a VDM warehouse, all of whom have been doing a phenomenal job getting our PPE out. They listen to you. A nurse at the local hospital listens. I'm fascinated just how many in a variety of individuals that the varied interests and professions listen to your show. So, yeah. Certainly, lots of law enforcement.
We're thankful for that.
Yeah.
Well, here we are at this 1-year point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, last week I asked you whether you thought what the governor's timetable might be to return things to normal. He seemed to have backed off a little bit on some of the graduation restrictions, and I am hopeful we'll hear some changes about the wedding situation. Did you all have any follow-up conversations on that about what Virginians might be able to expect as we head into the start of the summer?
Well, again, as from the beginning, the governor has been really relying on the data and the numbers and the experts. We continue to meet every morning and discuss. Primarily now is the vaccination program, but we continue to talk about the cases and the spread and hospitalizations, all of which are trending in the positive or net, positive direction because they're not going down. Though the number of cases has plateaued, we just can't seem to. Today, an official number is 1,800, which is significant. 1,800 positive cases. So that's we just have not been able to successfully get that number down. And there is evidence that the variant exists here in Virginia, and it's more easily transmissible. That's what that means. But it's not more. Resulting and more mortality. It's not more serious. It just spreads easier. So that's a challenge. So in terms of all of that data, he filters it and reacts and responds in kind. And I think on Tuesday he did have a press conference. He did lift some of the restrictions, 30% at stadiums for the Flying Squirrels, and and other modifications he made to his order effective April 1st, so just next week. So he is modifying those orders based on the information, up-to-date information.
I mean, you seemed a little more hopeful that things would go back to quote-unquote normal earlier than some of the other people in the administration that I've saw quoted in media. Was there a reason for that?
I feel good. Well, I just feel good about it. Having worked on this every day for the year, when I see vaccination numbers, and I'm just thrilled. I visited the Richmond Raceway this week, John, and if you haven't done that, I encourage you to do it because it really is inspiring. It was a steady stream of folks, black, white, young, old, coming in and getting their shots. It was very smooth. I congratulate everyone involved over there. They're doing a phenomenal job. And that is happening at a number of sites throughout Virginia. So just to know, we're getting 70,000 shots in people's arms. The numbers are increasing. And, Gary has reported today, 2.1 with one shots, 1.1 with full shots.
Million people.
But that's tremendous, and so I just think that's, and the governor will respond. I feel pretty good about it. I listened to your Chesterfield official yesterday. He mentioned May 5th or early May as being a date where he could get herd immunity in the county of Chesterfield. And so it's that sort of data that encourages me and why I'm so optimistic that, by summer we're going to be enjoying ourselves and there'll be some sense of normalcy returned.
Well, that would be great. All right, let me shift, if you don't mind, to the Inspector General's report and the emails that were released and the firing of the quote-unquote whistleblower here. There's been a lot of talk about getting outside investigators in to look at this. Is there an update on that? It seems like that's dragging on for a while here.
Well, it's only because we're just working on the language. I mean, it can't happen until April 7th is the reconvened session. So really it's not, I mean, there's no delay. It's just we're working on the language. We'll have an announcement on that shortly, but you can expect a budget amendment by the governor be able to pay for an independent outside investigator to look at these issues.
Who do we think that will be? A law firm or a former attorney general or a prosecutor?
Yeah, likely. We can't. I mean, procurement laws and all. We can't just select. I mean, we're going to leave that to the attorney general's office has a number of outside law firms. When they're conflicted or in a situation of this kind, they have a list of law firms that are capable of doing something like this. So, they'll go through the process.
Does the legislation have a timetable in it?
Yes, likely. But again, we haven't finalized it, but by within days, it will be finalized. And again, it can't get passed until April 7th anyhow. Yeah.
But what do you think that will be?
We want this expeditious. Well,
60 days, 90 days.
Right away. You're spot on. It'll be one of those. Because we're all anxious to have this investigated. As you know, we have nothing to hide in the governor's office. Everything, it's out there. We've addressed this numerous times. And the sooner we can remove any cloud over this issue, the better. And so we do want it handled in an expeditious fashion.
Were you surprised that the lady in the Inspector General's office who has been termed a whistleblower was terminated? That surprised me. I thought it was kind of hyper aggressive, but did you have a reaction to that?
I did not have anything to do with it, John. So I'm just not going to go there.
Yeah, and I know that wasn't your call. I just didn't
know definitely not. Right. Absolutely nothing.
And now here, let me hit you with something that's probably a little sensitive, given that you oversee police officers in the state, represent police officers in the state. This death penalty abolition that the governor signed, which he is very proud of. You know, one of the people, one of the two people who was still on death row killed a cop down in Norfolk. And I would think that juxtaposed against the story of the cop killer in the city of Richmond being released back into the population, which is kind of the heart of this parole board scandal, and the fact that this guy who killed the police officer in Norfolk is now, we think, in theory, going to serve life in prison without parole, I suppose, unless the parole board lets him out, that this wouldn't sit real well with your people. Did anybody talk about that? I mean, God, the optics of it, as a communications guy, it's terrible, but no one seems to be raising hell about it.
Right. Well, I'd like to, law enforcement do a phenomenal job here in the Commonwealth, and I do work with them. I don't oversee them. The state police reports to me, so just to clarify that.
Okay.
But I do work closely with the sheriffs and the chiefs of police, and they're... and I have heard from them, and so...
What did they say? They're certainly not happy about it.
They think law enforcement should be in the list of those who are eligible, and they had been, and now it's... has been abolished. Well, eligible for the death penalty. I mean, the legislature over the years has created those crimes that we view... viewed as the most egregious,
right?
You know, multiple killings, a felony associated with a murder,
right.
Murder for hire was one. And of course, killing of a law enforcement officer. Mm-hmm. They were a protected class in that respect, and so, I mean, they're not happy, and some aren't. I mean, I haven't heard from all, and haven't had a survey, but I think based on the anecdotal word I've received, I would guess that most of them are not pleased about that.
Yeah. Well, it's a tough spot to be in, to be a police officer and feel like the rug's getting pulled out from under you, or the protective parameters that might have existed previously are systematically being dismantled. And the governor seems to be very comfortable with this situation, and I'm personally puzzled by it. It wouldn't have sold in Virginia a couple of decades ago. It's surprising to me.
Yeah, I've lived in Virginia for about 35 years now.
Yeah.
This year in particular, there's been an enormous transformation of any variety of issues, John. Certainly, criminal justice and marijuana legalization, gambling. I mean, there's things that are going through that, you know, even 10 years ago. I ran for governor in 2009 as a Democratic nominee. Not nominee, I lost in the primary. But,
right.
I mean, the issues, to think over the 10 years, a little over 10 years, how they have changed. I was considered the liberal, and these weren't the issues that we were talking about.
No, you're right.
Like all three of us at that time supported the death penalty, for one instance, it's been fascinating, you know, but it's been a significant change. And, you know, we all go back to the elections, which you talk about so much, you know. If you don't like it, there's a ballot box to make that change.
Yeah.
Well, and we'll have an election in November. So that's what I tell people who are displeased. I say, well,
it's coming up in November. Watch out. Yeah. Hey, listen, I got to run, but I do appreciate you coming on. Secretary of Public Safety, Brian
Moran. Have a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy the warm weather.
Thank you.